Hi, this is Danielle from The Jealous Curator. Here we are at episode 23 of Art for Your Ear, and I'm thrilled to tell you that it's supported by Saatchi Art, the world's largest curated online gallery offering original art by independent artists from around the world. Today's episode is with Chicago-based art lover Michelle Cohanzo. She also happens to be the managing director at the Land of Nod. So, all of you artists and illustrators out there, take notes. Nod is always looking for talented people to work with, so I'm going to ask her what you need to do to get on their radar. Ready? Let's do this. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Danielle.
How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Good. You've got your glass of wine ready?
Yes. Yeah, I have some red wine.
Excellent. I love these evening podcast records.
I think I do too. It's my first one. But.
Well, you know, you feel like you shouldn't really have a glass of red wine if we're recording at 1 p.m., but you know, oh, it's evening. We each get a cocktail and then we just get to chat. It's so nice. So yeah. I say this at the beginning of every podcast. I have so many questions. So I don't even know where to begin, but I know that you are a huge lover of art.
Yes.
Personally and in your work life.
True. Right?
And yes. So what is your role at Land of Nod exactly?
So I'm the managing director. So I run the company. I run all aspects of the company. You know, anything from product design to merchandising, accounting, HR, the whole deal.
Wow. How long have you been there?
16 years.
Did you start it?
No, I didn't start it, but I was the 10th employee. And I've kind of been there kind of through the whole growth cycle.
Wow, that's so cool. It's such a great company and so many beautiful products. And that's what I was always wondering, because I know that you love art so much. So do you think that your love of art kind of permeates what you guys do at Nod?
Yeah, I think so. And I think part of my love of art came from being at Nod and being exposed to that. But you know, it's a big part of what we do, really representing artists and making sure to get their name out there. And, you know, they're a big part of our voice and our design aesthetic.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to jump all over the place here, but sure. So did you do art as a kid? Are you just a great appreciator, or do you actually make things, or what?
So I would say it was always very crafty. I come from a long line of textile lovers, from quilters. Mm. And I probably didn't realize it until the last maybe 5 years of my career that, you know, I was a creative person. But I was always on the side, you know, painting or creating something or crafting something. So I think it's always kind of been innately in me, but it never came through in my work until the last few years.
And how did it come through in the last few years?
Really what happened was that I took on the role of leading Land of Nod's merchandising department. And at that point, we really, we had to redevelop the entire assortment. And so it was just a massively creative experience there. We have 5,000 SKUs and, you know, really there was no limit. There was no expectation and we were just creating the most beautiful things. And so we were meeting artists and we were being inspired by everything. We were traveling around the world. And I think there's just this huge rush of creativity for me that's really never stopped.
Oh, that is so cool to be immersed in that.
Amazing.
And so do you ever have you ever shown anybody the things that you make? Like if you're painting or doing anything like that, have you shown people?
Yeah, I share some stuff on Instagram. You know, right now I'm weaving a lot. And so I share that. But yeah, not more than that, you know, make things for friends and for the house and whatever. But
that's so cool. I really want to try weaving. I'm so scared. Marianne Moody, are you guys working with her?
Yes. Oh, well, we have something in our Nod studio from Marianne.
Okay.
Big fan.
Well, I wrote about her on my site, and she sent me a beginner weaver's kit.
Oh, no, that's awesome.
To say thank you. And I was like, oh, my God, this is amazing, because I used to do it when I was little. And I don't know when she sent that, probably like 8 months ago. It is still in my studio. I'm scared of it. Like I'm scared to walk by it.
No, I'm going to come visit you and I'll get you up and running on your weaving.
I don't know. I just look at it and there's like bars you put together and I'm like, and she sent me like really beautiful yarn and stuff. And I so badly want to do it. And I just stare at it scared. So yes, maybe you should come here. We'll do a little weaving retreat.
Yeah, and you can do like the collage with me and it could be, you know, we can kind of share our skills.
Oh, that would be amazing. Well, speaking, I'm going to jump around again. So speaking of sharing skills, one of the things that I love so much about you is the fact that you are such a lover of art, but you also have such a good eye for talent. And one of I told this story actually when I had Stephanie Vovas on, mm-hmm. how crazy it was that, so you knew me and you were at an event at the Fig House in LA and you saw I had some of Stephanie's work in that show.
Yes.
And so you called me and said, oh my God, I love her. I'm going to buy a piece from home. And I also think I'm going to get her to do something for Nod. And I was like, what the hell is she going to do? For not. I was like, breastfeeding? No, like, I don't know. And I just loved, Stephanie and I talk about this all the time, that I love that you loved her work so much and figured out a way to work with her that made sense in your world. And the shoot that you guys did, I was so jealous. I so badly wanted to go to that camp. What's it called? Wandawega?
Yeah, Wandawega.
So badly wanted to go. Like, it looked like a Wes Anderson movie. And what you guys did was just stunning. And, you know, but I love that it still looks like Stephanie's work.
Yeah, you know, first of all, when I saw her work at the Fig House, there was just something about it that was mesmerizing to me. It was a photo of Diora, and it was... I don't know. It just stuck with me. And after being there, I was still thinking about it. And, you know, I reached out to her and she was so warm and lovely. And I just always feel like when you connect with someone and you love what they're doing, there's something more there. And I think you have to always explore that. And I don't know, you know, what we do at Land of Nod is so much an expression of my own personal taste. And so when I love something, I really just trust that instinct. And, you know, it's really fun and challenging to say, how could this work for a kid's brand? You know, I mean, her work is pretty provocative.
I was like, what are you guys going to do? And it turned out so, so beautifully.
I loved it so much. And I think it was, I think it really represented her really perfectly too.
It did. And did you now know that she was freaking out? Did you know that she was freaking out before?
Yeah, kind of a little bit. You know, and she's so sweet and she's so soft-spoken. And so, it was really fun. And, you know, we had all this weather challenge and everything else. And I'm like, we're plowing through this. It's fine.
I know. I heard. And so, and then the other cool part of that, speaking of being creative and rolling with it, is that you and your daughter got in on the shoot.
Yeah. Yeah. So what we did is, you know, we had the team out there. And so, Stephanie had said, oh, well, I should shoot you someday. And so I was like, okay, we're going to do this crazy, like Slim Aarons kind of like, you know, family shoot. And we're going to bring all my kids and everything there. And, you know, it just turned out to be like just logistically difficult. And I thought, how fun for my daughter and I to do something, you know, that we could have forever. And, yeah, so the next day, Stephanie and the team shot Emily and I in a bunch of like crazy like 70s scenes at the camp, and it was really, really fun. And like,
what did Emily think? Did she love it?
You know, she was so nervous leading up to it, but I think she's really a natural. You know, when you look back at the photos, the camera really captures something in her. And so we had so much fun with it once we got there.
What a cool thing for you guys to have. And I actually put one of the photos of Emily in the show that I did in San Francisco last year.
Yeah, which was so, that was like an out of body experience for me because I attended the show and there were people looking at her portrait, you know, and they were looking at it as art and they were studying it. And I was like, wow, that's my daughter. That's so strange. And people were recognizing her in me.
Yeah.
They'd say, wait, who is that? Is that you?
And it was huge. It was quite a big piece.
Yes. Yeah. Beautiful. And it's actually, it's in my home now.
Oh, good. That is just so cool. Yeah, I love it when you can collaborate like that and actually be part of it. Just so, so neat.
Yeah. And then Stephanie's just like the loveliest person I've ever met. So
I know she is.
She's wonderful.
I know. You actually kind of sound like her. You guys could have like a cute voice off.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Did you hear that? Really? You could have like a little cute competition.
Oh, thanks.
It would be a tough call. I'll have to have you both on at the same time. And we can have a vote. So speaking of beautiful art in your home, I am so curious. I have never been to Chicago in my life.
That's kind of crazy. That's crazy.
I know. I've heard it's just the best city. So we have to figure out a reason why I can come. And I want to come to your house because I bet there is some fabulous art in there. So do you have any favorite pieces that you already own?
I do. Well, we have a very, very old piece, which is like our prized possession. So my husband's great-great-grandfather was a painter. And we have a piece that's about 5 feet tall that's of his great-great-grandmother when she was a child. And that's beautiful. It's so special to our family, and it's kind of the centerpiece of our home. And I would say that's the most important piece of art that we have in the house.
Yeah.
But then I have a lot of pieces from Tamar Mogendorf, who has become such a close friend of mine, and I've been an admirer of her work for probably a decade.
She does like soft sculpture.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So I have deer heads and all sorts of animal heads around. And
that's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. And I love those pieces, and they're really special to me. And then, Ashley Goldberg, is an artist that works with Nod and who I'm really close with. And she's done some pieces for me. You know, I really like the pieces that I've, either commissioned or have been given to me as a gift because they're so special. You know, they really just, I don't know, they're really personal. So I have Emily Jeffords. She did a beautiful watercolor of a vacation photo that I had of a lake in Minocqua. That's really beautiful and, you know, makes me so happy.
That's so cool. It's so amazing. I love it. You know, I had Bob Novogratz on the podcast a few weeks ago too. And he's just such a huge supporter of, you know, emerging artists too. And I just, people like you are, I just love it. You know, it allows these artists that are, you know, trying to make a name for themselves to actually do it, which is just so exciting. So is there anybody on your list? Like, is there any pieces that you, or artists that you are like, ooh, I really want one from them or anything like that?
Let's see, who would be on my list?
Danielle Crissa?
Yes. Yeah. Oh my God. Those ball jar.
Those
are amazing. The collages. I love them. And we're going to do a few of those for Land of Nod.
Yeah. I haven't told anybody. Am I allowed to talk about that?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, sure. I have a really big mouth.
No, that's it. I was so honored. So I've done I have a little jealous curator collection that I've done for 4 seasons and two seasons that are out and 2 that are coming up. And so I was putting together the one for spring, and Shauna, who I was dealing with, said, yep, this is great. And also, I saw the Instagram of your jar collage. Can you do one for us?
Yes.
And I was just like, what? I'm really busy. I'm really busy. And she was like, come on. And so I ended up doing 2, a boy one and a girl one. And so I keep forgetting because it's such a long, you know, way out, and you kind of forget, and it's like, oh yeah, that's going to be released. So I'm super excited, but a tiny bit nervous.
No, they're amazing, and you know they're up in our wall, in our sample area, so I see them all the time. I love them.
Oh, that is very exciting. Well, I have the originals.
No, they're so good.
You can have one if you want.
Yeah, I have to procure one of those from you.
And so, what was that going to lead me to? Oh yeah, so speaking of collections at Nod and whatnot, I know that so many of my readers love the collections that I put together, which is so exciting. And it's also mainly because they love Nod so much. When people found out that I was doing this, they were like, oh my God, I love Land of Nod. Like, that's the general consensus that comes back. And Is there any tips you can give just so that, you know, the people listening to this, if they're desperately wanting you to see their work, is there a way that people can submit to you? Or are there things that you're looking for?
Sure. You know, so you can send submissions right to me at michelle@landofnod.com.
Oh my God, that's so awesome.
Yeah. And I look at everything. So I'll look at it and I'll respond. You know, and I would say the biggest tip is, you know, like really know our brand and take a look at our brand and make sure that you're sending something that is a good fit. And, you know, make yourself stand out. You know, I think that always helps. So I always appreciate that when, you know, somebody takes some time to write me a personal note or, you know, kind of create some work that's specific to us. But, I look at everything and, you know, honestly, a lot of our collaborations just come out of an email or someone introducing me to someone else. And I mean, you and I met, I think I just sent you a note on your blog.
I know. I think so. Wasn't it right before Alt one year? Because you were going to be at Alt and I was going to be at Alt.
I think you were doing the tea parties. And I was like, this is kind of amazing. I love this. Remember, yes. It was before Alt.
Yes, yes, yes. Because you were saying, are you going to do one in Chicago? And I said, well, I've never been to Chicago.
Exactly. So maybe that's how we get you to Chicago.
Yeah, there you go. I haven't done a girl crush in a while. So maybe that would be a good excuse to go and do one.
Yeah, so it's really super organic. You know, it's really just a note and here's my work and check it out. And I always look, so.
That is great. Yeah, and I find like I keep a little folder for Nod stuff that I, you know, if I come across somebody, I'll pop them in there. And every now and then, even if I don't put them in my collection, I'll email them to you guys and go, I just think she'd be perfect. You know, and it's led to a few things, which is so exciting. And it's so great for the artists. And I know that you guys are very nurturing and, you know, it might start out with just a print, but then if there's a good relationship there and there's a good synergy between you, it might mean toys or it might mean fabric or it might mean, you know, it might lead to other things, which is so, I love that once you're in the Nod family, you guys are just so nurturing.
Yeah, you know, and those relationships are super important to me personally and to the brand. And so, you know, we really value the partnership. And I think it just gets better over time, you know, because we really start collaborating and understanding each other and we can really push each other. And I think it's amazing. So, you know, we're not interested in like, you know, one project at a time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we want to have relationships.
That is so awesome. So there you go, everybody. Get your kit together and send her a lovely little note and we'll see what can happen. So you hinted at a really, I always ask people if they have crazy art stories for me, and you hinted at a story that I want to hear.
Oh, okay. So my trip to Laos. So, well, my trip to Laos was kind of crazy as it is. So I met Tamar Mogendorf, who I spoke about earlier, two springs ago at the Sweet Paul Makery.
Oh, yeah.
And she was like, you know, one of my like art heroes. And I've always adored her work. And I met her and I was really kind of awkward. And she was like, I don't know who you are. Like, what is going on? And I took her class and I was kind of just, I was stalking her a little bit. And we ended up becoming friends. And, you know, she ended up doing a little bit of work for Land of Nod. And it turned out that this past spring, she was taking a really big trip to Asia and she was going to spend 3 months and she was going to meet up with her family at the end of the trip, but just kind of really like be on her own and really explore the continent. And so she was like, you want to come with? And I was like, yeah, I want to go with. and so that was probably in, you know, August or September. And then it was like November and she's like, you're still going to come, right? And I'm like, yeah, I'm coming. And finally we're booking the tickets. It's February. And she's like, you're not really coming, are you? And I said, yeah, I'm totally coming on this trip. I'm serious. And we're going in March. And so we're going to, we're meeting each other in Japan and we're flying to Bangkok. And then we're going to take an overnight train to Laos. And we'll spend a couple days in the capital. And then we're going to, take a car to Luang Prabang. This is the plan. And we're going to be there 10 days. And my husband's like, you're doing what? You're crazy. Like, this is insane. And Tamar's, she's really, she's really kind of relaxed and like bohemian. Like she's like, oh, we don't need to plan anything. We don't need a room. Like we're just going to show up in Laos and, you know, it'll all work itself out. And so,
and how were you feeling? Are you relaxed enough to be okay with that? Or were you wanting to book things?
Well, I was kind of like, okay. And my husband was like, no, absolutely not. Like you're booking a hotel room and this is how you're doing this. And so, you know, we kind of got things a little more organized, which I'm glad that ended up working out okay. But so we went and we had the most amazing time. I mean, it was so inspiring. You know, we met all of these, you know, makers and we visited a factory that she works with that was really amazing. And we saw the most beautiful temples. And I mean, Laos is the most beautiful place on earth. And, but we ended up, you know, I'm so into weaving and she had found, this weaving workshop there. And she was like, oh, we have to go check it out. It's in the capital. It's Carol Cassidy and it's her weaving workshop. And so we went to this beautiful home. It's like this open air home. And we walked to the front door and this woman greets us and it's Carol. It's this weaver. She's at the front door and she's like, come in. Who are you? Oh my God, I'm so glad to meet you. And we ended up spending 2 days with her. And she's a force of nature. I mean, she's utterly amazing.
Is she American?
She's American. She was the first American to have a business in Laos after the Vietnam War.
Wow.
And she has 50 weavers in Laos in this beautiful home. It was, I think, like one of the prince's homes in Laos. And, you know, it's got an open-air weaving studio. And these women have healthcare, and they've been employed with her for, you know, 2 decades, and it's really amazing. And they weave in silk, and their work takes a minimum of 3 months to complete. I mean, it's astounding.
Wow.
And then she has another co-op in Cambodia, and they're landmine survivors, and they do tons of work there that all goes back to support the hospital. And she's doing some work in India, and she works with the UN to create these sustainable models where, you know, the heritage craft of the country is being taught to future generations, and it's, you know, being sustained and creating an income for these women. And so I really got to know her, and it was so amazing just to be in this foreign country and to meet this woman and to be so inspired by her and see what she's doing, you know. And since she's been to America, and I've met with her several times, and we've kept in touch via email. And
so, is there anywhere that people can learn a little bit more about what Carol does?
Yeah, you can go to her website at carolcassidyweavers.com. And then, you know, I have photos and things from when I was there that I can send to you too.
Oh, perfect. I'll pop them into the post.
All right.
That awesome. Is so cool. What a spiritual, like, universe unfolding as it should kind of experience.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, it was utterly amazing.
Wow. So cool. So all that's left is the speed round.
All right.
How do you feel? Do you want to have a sip of wine before you do the speed round?
Yeah, maybe I should. Okay, hold on.
I don't know why it makes people so nervous. Nobody ever does it fast.
No one ever does.
Nobody ever does. So, okay, we'll set a clock. We'll see how fast we can do this.
All right.
First, we have the cute off between you and Stephanie, and now we're going to have the fastest speed round in the history of speed rounds.
Very competitive.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Color of your first prom dress?
Oh, I think it was teal.
Oh, me too.
Really?
Yeah, like awesome. Well, it was a little more on the sea foam aqua side of teal, but still.
Awesome.
Favorite cocktail?
Gin and tonic.
Hmm. Floral or camo?
Floral.
Oh, really? I'm going to come back to that. What's on the very top of your bucket list?
I would say, well, I just was asked this question in an interview.
And were
I
you? Said, oh, man.
Yeah. I said to own a horse.
Oh, that's good.
So it's like my measure of ultimate success is to own a horse. Then I will have arrived.
What about a painting of a horse? Would that count? No, you actually need a real horse.
Yes, a real horse, yeah.
Okay, fair enough. Well, fine. Did they ask you in that interview what color your first prom dress was?
No, absolutely not.
Okay, excellent. At least I got that. And that's it. That's all. That's half an hour.
Oh, you have to ask me coffee or tea. You didn't ask.
Oh, okay.
Me. You always ask that.
I do, because I am such a coffee-aholic. Okay, coffee or tea?
It's coffee. It's not that interesting.
Okay. What else do I always ask? First car.
It was a Cutlass Calais.
Oh, my God. I actually think I know what that looks like. That was my high school boyfriend's car, too.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Quite big, no?
Yeah, pretty big. Yeah. Pretty big, yeah. And I think it was like rusted out from the bottom. Yeah.
That's a hard car to learn how to drive on. That's a lot of car on the road.
Yeah, I managed.
Okay, there. Now I asked you. Those are always my go-tos.
All right, good.
We've covered it all. Well, thank you so much for taking your evening to do this with me. And it was so nice to get to know you a little bit better. And I hope you get flooded with all sorts of amazing creative emails from people. And and we'll figure out a way to get me to Chicago.
Sounds good. And Stephanie, too. We'll get off.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll have to work on my cute voice so I can hang out with you, too.
We'll just ply you with wine.
Yeah, that might work. It might take me up an octave or two. Okay, well, thank you so much, and I will talk to you soon.
All right, have a good night.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Isn't she great? I love people who love art and have cute voices, apparently. Anyway, did you catch her email? It's just michelle@landofnod.com. If you think your work is a good fit with Nod, send her a little note. Maybe I'll submit my weavings if and when I ever actually give that a shot. Thanks so much to Michelle for being so generous with her time and information. Thanks to Saatchi for supporting the episode. And thank you so much to you for listening. There will be more Art for Your Ear next weekend. See you then.